Morning, Mossy.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Very good. Let's start with the Socceroos. They're in the Confederations Cup, June 27 in Russia. And they're in, is it the group of death?
We're always in the group of death.
We always seem to go into that one.
We do like using that term, don't we? Listen, I have to say the mentality of our national team has changed somewhat over the last, certainly in the Ange era. We now look at these things as a fantastic opportunity rather than the doom and gloom group of death. So, you know, to come up against Chile, who we met in the last World Cup, they dusted us 3-1 in the group stage. Germany, the world champions.
How did we go against them?
How did we go?
Yeah.
We didn't play them, did we?
No, but it is the group of death.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But you know, the Socceroos, and Ange has to say this, but he genuinely means it. This is a fantastic opportunity. The players have already come out over the weekend and said, fantastic. This is what we want to test ourselves against. And that's a change in mentality for our Socceroos, because it used to be whinging and doom and gloom, but now it's a great opportunity. So we find out who the third opponent is, the African champions. They play the African Cup of Nations January, early February, so we'll know who our third opponent is.
But who are they likely to be, mate? Is the Ivory Coast and all that?
I don't know. You've caught me on the hot there, TK. Yeah. But yeah,
They'll be good anyway.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, they'll be red hot.
They'll be incredible athletes, let me tell you, and technically very good and strong. But New Zealand end up with Russia, Portugal, or should we just say Cristiano Ronaldo?
Group of death.
And Mexico.
That's the group of death for them.
They're in that one. They're in the other group of death. A-League from round 8.
Mariners,
FC. You know, it was a FC. I watched a little bit of the FC game on Saturday night and no goals.
0-0.
Let me say, Stewie, I was disappointed with the whole round. I thought it was a pretty average round of games, to be honest. Okay. And the week before
was really good.
That's right, yeah. And I like to be honest. You know, there's no point pumping up something that wasn't...
That's what we're about here, honesty, mate.
Yeah, that's right.
Not
enough goals in the games. I think 9 in total out of 5 games. Sydney FC and Adelaide was a stalemate on Saturday night. But interesting, I know we're going to touch on it in a minute, but the FFA Cup final is just upon us on Wednesday night. And if you look at the two lineups, Sydney FC rested Brosk. Melbourne City had Kamau, Kale, Colazzo on the bench. So it goes to show how important John Van Skip and Graham Arnold, the level of importance they're putting on this FFA Cup final.
What about the old one game at a time?
Yeah, of course.
I think they had the eye on the old final coming up.
So do I. And if you look at both teams' performances, I know Melbourne City were pretty good yesterday in the first half against Wellington, but the end score was 2-1, so it wasn't a walk in the park for them. You can't help it as players. You can't help when there's a massive trophy on offer.
Absolutely.
3 or 4 days later, you can't help but have one eye on it, no matter what the coaches say. And then the coaches go and select their teams, which sort of flies in the face of their comments post-game.
It certainly does. Western Sydney Wanderers from earlier in the weekend, 1-1 with Brisbane. Brisbane are running, I think, second, are they at the moment? Wanderers.
They're up there. Yeah. Brisbane are, what are they?
They're third or fourth.
So
Melbourne City second.
Okay.
Brisbane are fourth.
And the Wanderers 1-1 draw again.
Too many draws.
Yeah.
When you go back over the season, when you get into those later rounds, you always look to see, obviously, how many losses, but the draws can really dictate where you finish on the ladder. They're 5 draws out of 8 games, 4 at home. But their performance was much, much better on the weekend. And Tony Popovich would have been delighted with the performance, but pulling his hair out over the result.
Chelsea, top of the table.
They are. Yeah, it was a funny weekend.
Chelsea, just from Liverpool.
Liverpool, Manchester City, all winners. Manchester United in trouble. Drew 1-1 with West Ham. Their season is not going well. What about this one for Serie A?
They're sixth just there.
Yes. Yeah. Manchester United is sixth. When's not the pressure going to start Manchester on Mourinho? But in Italy, Juventus in first position got touched up 3-1 by Genoa. Way, way down in ninth position. Massive result in the Serie A.
Does anyone look at that result and go, I'm not saying anything.
Please.
What, you reckon it doesn't happen?
Of course not.
Mossy, thanks for your time, mate. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Always a pleasure, boys. See you tomorrow.